I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. City of Atlanta employees are allowed to turn on computers and printers for the first time since a cyber attack on the city began 6 days ago. A statement from the city says it expects some computers will allow employees to resume business as usual, but it also expects some computers will continue to be affected by the ransomware, and employees in those departments will keep relying on pen and paper. Employees got the green light to log back onto email and a host of other systems this morning. The municipal court is still in gridlock and rescheduling all its cases and unable to access electronic records. Well, former presidents Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and George Bush were among those attending the memorial service for Zell Miller this morning at Peachtree Road United Methodist Church in the Buckhead section of Atlanta. The former Georgia governor and U.S. senator died Friday at the age of 86. Miller's body will lie in state at the Georgia Capitol until the state funeral is scheduled for tomorrow. Governor Nathan Deal has upped his estimate of how much tax money Georgia will take in next year and directed lawmakers to include an additional $167 million for K-12 education. The money will allow lawmakers to fully fund the state's quality basic education formula, this after over a decade of cuts. State School Superintendent Richard Woods lauded the move as a historic investment in Georgia's schools and students. According to the AJC, the funding is part of a $26 billion state budget for fiscal year 2019, which includes $360 million toward the teacher retirement pension system and $16 million in funding for improved school safety. A group of builders and emergency personnel are raising concerns about a bill that's waiting for Governor Nathan Deal's signature. HB 876 already passed the House and the Senate. The Savannah Morning News reports it prohibits local governments from banning the use of wood in certain buildings. The Build With Strength Coalition lobbied against the measure, arguing local building codes could help lower the costs of rebuilding after hurricanes. The group contends coastal areas recently battered by Hurricanes Matthew and Irma should be allowed to strengthen those codes if they want to. The group of architects, builders, engineers, emergency service personnel, and policymakers is backed by the National Ready Mixed Concrete Association. And the State House is expected to vote today on a proposal that would split Henry County's community of Stockbridge. Senate Bill 263 would form the new community of Eagles Landing. Residents there say they want to have more control about how they're being represented, but Stockbridge leaders argue that the move would take away roughly 50% of the city's tax base. And in sports, the Masters is assured of its smallest field in 21 years, with no more than 87 players. Currently, 86 players are qualified. One spot is available to this week's Houston Open winner if he's not already eligible. The Masters had 86 players in 1997. That was the year Tiger Woods won his first Masters by 12 shots. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.